Let's play some Sparkle. All right, here we go. Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I am going to win today for line one.
Line one? Well, I should probably give out the phone number. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. And again, we got Zach Brown, Toby Keith, and Malokia Minokia. What is the other one?
Prophets of Rage.
which is Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, and Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Right.
Why is Rage the only one that got in their name in there?
They didn't.
I believe the Prophets of Rage is a Public Enemy song.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
So really, the only one not represented is the Cypress Hill guy.
Yeah,
they
poor
should
guy.
Be pissed.
They should be happy he has a job.
Yeah. It could have been real Prophets of Rage. Ooh. Oh, how about that?
Come on. Yeah. Get it together, people.
Yeah.
I don't understand who's going to see that show.
I like Tom Morello, but I don't know if I'd go stand in the heat to go watch.
It's October. I
saw him at Okeechobee Fest, and he played with, I think, another band, and he was not that great.
If he just plays Rage Against the Machine songs, and they just play the Gorilla Radio song, I'll go, but then I'll leave.
Yeah, that's the thing. But you like Rage. Hold on. We're having some technical difficulties here. 509-1025. There's not one phone call. Which means our phones are not working.
We got fired and we don't know.
That's fine.
Are we on the air?
Are we just doing this for fun?
Yeah, the phone lines are coming up.
Let's play for people on Twitter.
Yeah, I just wonder if I still need to figure this out.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're the one
how's
that's going to figure it out.
How's Michael Chiklis going to call if the phones aren't working?
Mm-hmm. All right, try it now. I just cleared all the phone lines again. Because I called on my phone and it's saying it's busy, but nothing's going through.
I blame Mo.
Yeah, who was the last person to touch the phones? Mo.
Oh, phone lines are not working. All right, now we have to go on Twitter. How are we going to do this now?
Why don't we just play and then the person who wins picks somebody on Twitter?
I like that, Galvin. Let's do that. Carmen is the keeper of Sporko. Rob is your judge.
What do you want him to hashtag? Mike Helta Show?
Yeah, hashtag Sporko MCS.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little
word
hashtag.
Word for it.
Sporkle MCS.
Okay.
All right.
They're not going to be able to spell Sporkle.
Sporcle. I'll take a KLE too. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we are playing, can you name the words that contain stand in them?
Okay.
I'll give you the definition. You give me the words. I just want to remind you guys, don't overthink these. Some of them are kind of, yeah. All right.
For coming from a great overthinker.
I know. A device for supporting a bicycle.
Kickstand.
Yes, Galvin. A person present at an event. A person present at an event, but uninvolved.
Standard.
Bystander.
My Kelta, bystander. A place where cabs may wait to be hired.
Cabstand.
Galvin. A raised platform for performing musicians.
Bandstand.
Yes, my Kelta. A small bedside table.
Nightstand.
Galvin. A state in which all activity or motion is stopped. A
standstill.
Galvin. Act of supporting the body in a vertical position by balancing one's palms. Yes, Galvin. We're halfway there.
Right now, Galvin, Spanish is in last with zero. Mike is in second with two. Galvin is leading. He has a score of 5.
I was texting.
Five?
Let the engineers know what's happening with the phones.
distant, aloof, and cold in manner.
Standoffish.
Yes, Galvin. To resist, stand opposed to.
Withstand.
Yes, Spanish. Honorable, honest, and.
Stand up.
Stand up.
And respectful.
What is it?
Stand up.
Honorable, honest, and respectable.
Standards.
No. I was looking for
upstanding.
not supported by other structure.
Stand alone.
Or relying on anything else. Not supported by another structure or relying on anything else.
Standalone?
No.
That's what I said.
Oh, did.
Freestanding. You know? One that is prominent, especially due.
Stand out.
Yes, Galvin. This word is hyphenated. Relaxation after a state of alert or a ceasefire.
Stand down.
Yes. Mike Kelta. State of readiness for immediate action. State of readiness for immediate action.
Stand alert.
No. Stand by. Mm. You're on standby. That's what you'd be doing. Rob, we're on the last three.
Right now, Spanish is in last with one. Galvin, or Mike is in second with three. Galvin has won this game. He has a total of seven.
All right.
You guys can't catch. Oh.
The main seating area of a stadium or racetrack.
Grandstand.
Yes, Galvin. To misconceive, to mistake, to take in a wrong sense.
Misunderstand.
Yes, Galvin. And the last one, to perceive the intended meaning of, to comprehend.
Understand.
Understand.
Oh, man.
Galvin.
Man, you crushed it.
Final score, Spanish 1, Mike 3. Galvin 10.
Sneaky, sneaky, Rob. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Galvin, and whoever you choose as your winner on Twitter.
Okay.
Because our phones aren't working. Why aren't the phones working, Spanish?
I don't have a reason why they're not working, but Mike Cernak is on it right now as we're speaking.
That's all I need to know. Yeah. By the way, one of the single greatest things about this show ever, and I understand that, is I can get on the air and talk about anything and get anything and find out any information. Yesterday, I mentioned that we need a potato gun.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Noah's right, because what I saw yesterday was a potato cannon.
Oh, man. Oh boy.
Oh, yeah. There's a gentleman who emailed me who is friends with somebody who works here, and he has got a, I looked at it and I go, well, we couldn't shoot that at somebody. We'd kill them. Yeah, I would imagine this could take a car door off.
Oh, my God.
So we'll try to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're Rob's Roachmobile.
No, we'll I need that car.
That's right. You don't need all the doors. We'll do the passenger door.
That would be cool. If I could remove the doors from that car, that'd be fun. Oh, my
God. Can we take the top off?
It already leaks. Why not? I mean, honestly, there was a puddle of 2 inches worth of water inside my car. I'm now sick because I was driving around in a moldy car all weekend. Jeez.
You're working against yourself.
I know. I was freaking out yesterday because I have a show tonight, and I'm like, Caitlin, I'm sick. And she goes, don't drive around in moldy cars. I was also swimming in sewage this weekend. That's probably
fecal swimming.
Because I went to a dock with my buddies. My neighbor has a boat, and we went to Gulfport, and we docked, and there were no signs on the dock that you couldn't swim in the water because they're pumping raw sewage into the water.
Yeah, well, read a newspaper.
There were no signs on the beach or anything, so we all were jumping in the water, and some guy came up, and he goes, you might want to take those children out of the water because there's raw sewage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the kids are fine. I'm the one that's now sick.
For now,
yeah.
Till they get a cool eye.
Or they become cool superheroes.
Probably not.
Poop man and urine boy?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work.
Doesn't usually work that way. Their super ability is staying in a hospital bed for years.